Hey everyone, it's Cola, or Love, whichever one you know me as. I just thought that I would, do a little questionnaire from Rogue Bunny to honor the fact that I got over 100 100 followers on here. That's pretty exciting, and I'm very thankful for all of you. I just figured, and please excuse the quality of the audio. I'm recording from my phone right now. My microphone is set up in the other room. I just thought this would be like something, fun to do, just a little get to know me kind of thing. Just, something kind of short and sweet kind of. All right, so let's go. Number one, what is your favorite holiday and why? My favorite holiday, you would think, would be Valentine's Day because I'm super obsessed with love and romance and all of that. I have love tattooed on my body, so it actually isn't Valentine's Day because I never seem to have a good one. I'm gonna say Christmas because it always just feels magical. Like, it feels like people are so much nicer and kinder during like those few short weeks, and it's a really stressful time, so I like to relax and like think of like, oh, is it gonna be like, is there a chance for snow or something like that? I don't know. I like to look forward to that. Number two, if you could live in any cinematic TV or anime universe, what would it be? Like, example, Harry Potter, Marvel, etc. I mean, I think it would most likely be Harry Potter, or Lord of the Rings. I like both, so one of those two. I am a Ravenclaw in Harry Potter. I would love to live in the Shire. I don't know. I think it's so beautiful. Even be in like an elf. Like, I would love that. Okay. What, number three, what's your favorite audio tag to perform and /write? I've done mostly improv, so far for my audios. They're very, sappy and romantic, so they don't really have like a thing, just sap and romance. I love to write, I love to write, friends to lovers and roommates to lovers, enemies to lovers, all of those kind of things. I actually had a lot of fun, with the script fill I just did, Sleeping with a Demon. I enjoyed that because I don't usually play the role of like femme dom kind of role. I'm very submissive person. And so that one was fun for me, though. I had a lot of fun doing that. Four, when it's really, really, really cold outside, what's your favorite meal to eat to warm up? I like colder food. I'm not really a fan of like hot food. So, like, I don't like soup or anything like that. I'd probably just go with, like, a bowl of cereal or something to warm up. And then I'd have, like, a cup of hot chocolate with cinnamon. Number five, can you do a handstand? Yes, but I have not done it in a few years. Pretty sure I can still do it. Six, do you type using the home keys or no? I just pretty much type on my phone. Seven, what's a skill you really want to learn? I would love to learn calligraphy or to play the acoustic guitar. I used to know how to play the guitar when I was younger, only a few songs, but, that's something I would really like to remember and maybe get better at. Cause I like singing. I'm not very good at it, but, I would love to learn the acoustic guitar again. And calligraphy is just beautiful. I love how like elegant it looks like writing. Eight, what's your favorite type of weather? I like nice beach weather. Probably like 80 and sunny. I think that's a fair weather. Nine, what's your favorite game to play as a kid? All right, if we're talking board games, I'm gonna have to say Candyland, my like Pretty Pretty Princess, and Hi-Ho Cheerio. those were the best. Video game, like the old Pokemons, like Red, Blue, and the Pikachu Yellow. 10, waffles or pancakes? I like chocolate chip pancakes. 11, summer or winter? I like both. I would probably choose summer just because it's when I can swim. But summer because I can go to the beach. Winter, because I love snow. I think it's super magical, and it's, I mean, I don't like being cold at all, but I do like snow. 12, if you could wake up tomorrow and be fluent in another language, which language would it be and why? French or Italian? I think they're both beautiful languages, and I would love to be fluent in them. 13, are you a morning shower or a night shower person? I am a night shower person. I like to shower before I go to sleep. And then, you know, I mean, if I feel like I want to shower during the day, I'm going to shower during the day. But most of the time, I like just to take a night shower. 14, would you consider yourself a don't knock it until you try it person in bed? Absolutely. I absolutely would. 15, not a question, just say something nice about yourself. I really like my lips. I think they look nice. I like them. And I'm friendly. Like, I'm really easy to get to know, and like, I'm a nice person. 16, say you had a really stressful and crappy day. What do you do to unwind after? If it's like a crying stressful day, I'll probably put on like a playlist and like just listen to that. If it's just a stressful day, I'll probably go for a run and still listen to music. But if it's just stress, then I'll probably go for a run. 17, what are your top three favorite movies? Okay, this is going to be difficult because, like, I'm a movie buff, so I love movies. So I'm just throwing, like, a rough guess out there. So I don't say a lot. number one, Moulin Rouge. Number two, I don't know, 28 Days Later. And number three, maybe Fight Club. I don't know. Is there 18? Is there anything in particular you do in order to get in the mood for recording or writing? Honestly, no. Like, not really. I just tell myself, like, oh, you know, maybe you should record, or maybe try to write something. If I'm in like a really like sappy, lovey-dovey mood, then I'm gonna try to write a script. If I'm just kind of relaxing, I'm gonna be like, you know what, maybe record an audio. So that's what I'll do. 19, if you could own any mythical creature as a pet, unicorn, dragon, etc., which one would you pick? I mean, a dragon would be pretty cool, but like, if I could own like a fairy and just have her like hang out with me, because I love fairies, I think they're beautiful, and I think they're creatures, so I would choose a fairy or like a pixie. 20, what's your go-to movie watching snack / candy? Snack and candy. A Dorito for a snack, candy would be cookie dough bites. 21, are you more extroverted or introverted person? I'm not sure. I really don't know. I'm just really like, I'm just me. I'm super calm, very passive, easy to get to know. 22, was your first kiss actually a good one? I'm going to say yes, because I waited. I'm happy that I waited for my first kiss. And it really, like, it took me by surprise. I was surprised, and it was with, like, the first person, like, I ever, like, truly loved. So yeah, it was, you know, although things didn't work out, I am thankful for the moment that my kiss was in. It was very nice. 23, other than basic things like your wallet, phone, etc., is there something you try not to leave home without? If so, what's that? Well, assuming that family and my cat are included in the, like, et cetera things, then, like, a material type thing, I would probably bring, I'd try to grab, like, my DVD collection and, like, one or two of my books, / pictures. Other than that, you know, everything else can be replaced, but pictures and stuff can't. And I have no idea what movies I do or do not own anymore, because I own so many. 24, what's a non-sexual act someone can do that you find very attractive? Sing to me. If you sing to me, oh my goodness, like, I melt. I love it. It's so beautiful. Like, that's someone who's, like, really caring enough to let you hear their voice. I love it. I also really like when someone smiles. I think that is beautiful. And number 25, name a song you never get tired of hearing. That's easy. It's my favorite song ever written, which would be Miserable at Best by Mayday Parade. Thank you to Rogue Bunny for writing these or for giving us this questionnaire. And everybody, I appreciate all the followers. And, you know, I'm really excited for you to read my scripts that I have coming out and my new audios. So thanks for following along on this journey. Enjoy your day, guys.